offered any compensation? Was there even any discussion before you were displaced?
So,
how did it happen? Was it abrupt? Was it
abrupt? We used to hear rumors that these ranches are taken. A time came whereby we saw RDC called Linus Ngompek. He came with a team of the policemen. He had some meeting in the community. He told us, you be strong, the land will not be taken away, and we are fighting to see that you remain this land. So we were happy about that. After a week, the same RDC came with the policemen. He came with managers of Agilis from Chatiri. They began assessing things, taking photos, told us that, no, you'll be okay with just taking photos for a short time, but you're going to remain. He gave us a hope to still be there. And after a month, they came back again, the same RDC with our MP, was called Jege. He came back on the ground. People gathered together as always. They sat and RDC told people, you be strong, the land is not going to be taken. The same word he used to speak. Now, after 2 months, in 2016, it was something of August. So we saw policemen coming with big guns, moving around. They began making boundaries. People were saying, what is happening? Now, our LC5 came on the ground. It was called Amoti Ntairoki. He came on the ground with a lady called the Jovia. They came on the ground and told people, the land is gone, but we are going to fight to see that you remain in the land. Be strong, you plant things that you can plant. Like me, I began planting my trees and cassava on the land. We begin to go, people are planting bananas. So he told them, plant whatever you can plant. So reaching in November, they begin taking post photos. They come to your home and tell you, they ask you, they begin assessing things. What do you have? How many families do you have? Houses? They begin taking photos. And because of fear, they're moving with the big guns. People are fearing. People, they want their life. And nobody wants to die now. Everybody's seeing a future. So when they saw those big guns, police are, when like, they come to my home like this, all the compound is policemen. And there's no way that I can fear. I can reject to do what they want me to do. Because many of us, we are born in Uganda here where there's no war. When you see a gun, you think death has come. So all people accepted to be assessed. They assessed the way they told us, we're assessing the house, and we're assessing the what you have in the land, but not the land. So when they finished assessment, they came with a little money. You say no, they say receive this money. You don't want the money, you'll go without anything. So what happened? People received the small thing that they gave. And whereby, like when you have a big family, you can't even, that money they gave you, it cannot take you far, only transport.
How much were you assessed?
Like me, I had a small house.
What property do you have and how much were you assessed? Was it enough?
Like me, I had two houses. I had banana, Africa, two cucumbers. I had eucalyptus trees, 1 acre. And when they came to assess, like in me, they assessed my house, my houses, and they gave me 2 million. The trees and bananas, they never gave me anything. So when I went to complain second time, they wanted to arrest me. So I had to give up. I had to leave them to do what they want to do. And in those 2 million, it couldn't take me anywhere. So it forced me to come to a nearby farm and begin life.
So what kind of life do you live now in the new place where you are? Are you comfortable in
this? I don't see,
because at least when you look, your house at least is better than the other houses.
I don't see any good life here. Though it's muddied because of young children that I have, the coldness is too much. Instead of keeping them always in the hospital, I had to put a mud so that they can feel comfortable as children. But me as an adult, I have no comfortability in this place. Because I hoped like this year now, because my trees were 3 years that time. I hope by this 220, I could be getting money when I'm selling my trees, whereby my family could be okay. Yeah.
So now you basically have nothing?
I basically have nothing. No, now here we are renting. When you have no money for rent, probably you have to stop digging. And when you stop digging, you have nothing to eat.
So you rent the place where you put the house? Or
yeah, even here I'm renting a place. I did not buy anything here.
This How much are you renting
here? Here we're renting here per month. Now, per year we are paying here 30,000 per year. So the land we are paying 100,000 per acre. Whereby sometimes you dig, the sunshine comes and destroy. Now, the weather changes. Sometimes too much rain. Also, we fail to get what we need. So we keep on the sack of poverty. And what we fight for is only we can find a food for the family and some little money for rent. Whereby you cannot move a step to go away. You have to remain here. Your mind is closed. Whether you, nothing you can do that you expect to, what you expected in some years to come as a youth like me. Now we are.
So what do you think is likely to blame for your plight? Is it?
Probably as me personally, I could blame my leaders in the district, the government himself. Because when people came inside here, we had a letter from President Museven, which gave us an order that you stay there until the parliament is seeing what to do. So when we were given that that form by the president office, the president never came, he never sent these people to tell us that now the parliament has resolved of this and this. We were expecting the government to send someone to have a meeting with the community and tell them, the time you came in our place, this is what we said. But now for this time you have stayed here for this duration, and this is what we have sat down as a government, as a parliament, this is what we've come up with. But that, it never happened. So I blame my leaders of a district of taking us like not human beings. Of course, we are Ugandans and we vote. We participate in all government programs. But the district never took step to take us like people of a district. There's even saying that they say that there's no people, it's only animals. But when we came here, they used to come and comfort us. So in my surprise, or in my concern, the district never took it serious. And though we're in district, all parts of district we don't get, but I blame my district leaders. Though people can say maybe Museveni or which leader, there is very far. Now a nearby person to blame is a district.
Yeah. Now, before this problem began, what kind of, you still get the services that you used to get while you were in Ranch 20?
No, because when we were in Ranch 20, we used to get like these nets, we used to get a vaccine of children, immunization should move home by home because there was none. And any program of this we could even get, people could get, they could come out to ground. But now when we left there, because now this was a farm, and nobody knows that we are here because it's a personal land. It's one man owning this land. So, and this land was owned by a man who asked government to graze animals, cattle. Now when we are here like this, we're like, it's cattle. Because though we are having anything, even there's nothing we get here. Even last time we were giving nets for home by home. We never got nets. People over here, they have no nets. Any program for government, we don't assess from this way.
You get any kind of help?
There's no help. Yeah. No help. People are just like that. Even you see this maize we dig here, people can buy from some place a good price. Reaching here, low price. So we just kept in a life of poverty.
So what is your hope and prayer?
Me as me, together with the community where we're living in, my hope and prayer is that I hope if the government could hear our cry and come on ground, because we're Ugandans. We feel like we are like denied our rights to be Ugandans. So my hope is that we need to have a life that others are living, if possible. And a prayer is that if the government can come in with the investor and sit together and think about us who are displaced. And this was my prayer, that if they can come together and they talk and see that the people who are in these farms, they can benefit from the investor. Or else they sit together and see how to balance our life, to buy land for us and put something for us to live in. Or the company could begin to give us, because here like in April, up to July, there's a lot of anger here. If a government can talk with a company to always support people from here with food in that time of anger, and some program they, which they give to people who are nearby their land of investor. And that if possible, the government could also hear my prayer, which I'm praying that people who are here, they're suffering. Children are here, you see them, they are not having schools. The schools is very far. And though the school might be near, the parents cannot raise school fees. All materials needed to the school are not there because parents digging only food and rent. So no way they can have a future for them. And my prayer is that a government could really open his eye to us. Like this farm is big, these farms are very many. I wish if we could talk with the owner of these farms and he could see how to compensate the owners of this farm and he could dispute land to these people who are here for a time that he can give to us. If not 10 years or 20 years, it could be good. Yeah.
Thank you very much.